Coach, you've gotten through the first half of your first season coaching at UMD. How's it gone so far?
It's been a great start to the 2015-16 season, and now, you know, it seems like we're well into the second half already, but I think there were a lot of positives from the first half, and looking to get a few more wins this half. It's been tough scheduling-wise with Wisconsin and North Dakota to open up, but that's the league that we're in. It's a great league, the best in the country, and any team can win any night, so we're hoping that the tides turn a little bit here in the future.
How has Duluth and your fan base embraced having a new coach in charge of a historically pretty successful program?
They've been fantastic ever since, I stepped foot in Duluth back in May. People have been very welcoming, very helpful, very interested in the program and wanting good things for women's hockey here in Duluth. And, the fans are showing up at games a little bit more now, and we're getting good crowds. So, we want to put a good product on the ice for them and keep them coming back, and a few more wins would help us do that, I think.
So what's been your biggest challenge in the first year as head coach?
I mean, I think just coaching in general, the ebbs and the flows of the season, and, when your team's playing well and doing a lot of things well, but maybe not getting the W's in the win column, that can be a little grating. But I think the positive out of that is we've learned a lot. We've been in a lot of close games, a lot of overtime games, and I think most recently we've shown that, we can score goals. We scored 2 goals in 90 seconds against North Dakota on Saturday to push to overtime. So I think it's just, having confidence in our team and our players, and them having confidence in themselves that they can play with anybody. And just need to play consistently in this league for 60 minutes, because it's that good, and everybody can score goals too. So,
well, speaking of scoring, your top 5 point scorers this year are all upperclassmen. Ashley Bricklick leading your team with 29 points. Lara Stalder has scored 12 goals. As a coach, are you happy with how your veterans have responded?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we put Brick, Stalder, and Cava together halfway through the first semester, I think, and they just sort of caught fire. So they've been very reliable in putting the puck in the back of the net, and they're pretty fun to watch. But they do a lot of good things in all 3 zones on the ice, and that's really important to us. We want everybody to be responsible defensively, and that will allow them to get opportunities offensively. So we're happy with them putting the puck in the net, and we want to spread that around too. I think we have a lot of kids that are capable of scoring goals, and just would like to see them hit the score sheet a little bit more coming up.
On the defensive side of the game, you've been rolling 3 goalies. BSU familiar with senior Kayla Black, but one of your freshmen, Maddie Rooney, has played in 15 games. She's got to be performing to get the starts, right?
Yeah, she's having a really good freshman year. She makes our trio that much stronger. I think it's a fantastic situation to be in, where you have 3 goalies that can start in this league. And, Maddie's got ice in the veins. She might give up a goal, but she will make the very difficult saves as well. She's technically very sound. She's athletic. But I think it's more that confidence and that attitude that she has, where, she'll stick with it regardless of what's going on, and battle back that much harder to make sure she makes a save after maybe giving one up. So I think that mentality is really key, and being a goaltender, it's getting over one and making the next save, and that's been critical.
Well, you mentioned the games close against North Dakota last weekend. Also a pair of close games in the first half against BSU here in Bemidji. What do you expect to see out of the Beavers in Duluth this weekend?
Yeah, I'm sure they're better than when we saw them in October. Every team is. So I'm hoping for 2 great games, just like we had in Bemidji, as you mentioned. I think they're going to be close. Obviously, goaltending is always a strength for Bemidji, and they play a very gritty, tough style of hockey. So we're going to need our best, and I'm sure they're going to give us theirs. So I expect a great series of hockey here in Duluth.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you this weekend in Duluth.
All right, Kelly. Thank you.